This episode of IREM Today is brought to you by Flynn Law Group, specializing in residential landlord-tenant law, condominium law, and commercial landlord-tenant law. Call them today at 617-988-0633 or visit them online at flynnlaw-ne.com.
Now on AM 790, it's time for IREM Today, the property management show with host Jason Martins. Join Jason for this live call-in show to discuss property management issues and hear from guests from all trades and programs discussing your real estate needs. Here's your host, Jason Martins.
Hello, everybody. Good afternoon. I am not Jason Martins. I am Chrissy Denalian. I am one of his two co-hosts. Jason is in studio with us, and so is Dina, somewhere around here, I think.
Hi, Chrissy. Maybe.
Hello. How are you?
What a beautiful Tuesday to get married, isn't it?
It is. And the best part was there was no traffic.
No traffic today?
There was no traffic today.
Yeah.
I usually hit a whole bunch on the way in, but nothing.
You're hitting the traffic? What's the matter with you? Your insurance premiums must be through the roof.
Oh, it probably is.
Oh.
Lots of accidents.
Was that
rim
shot?
There. Not here.
No.
If you're just tuning into us and wondering, what did I say? IREM today. What is that? IREM is actually, it stands for the Institute of Real Estate Management. It's the most professional group in the country for managing real estate. Locally, we are the Greater Rhode Island Chapter, Chapter 88. IREM is the source of education and professional recognition for all managers of all types of properties. So if you manage maybe an elderly housing building, or maybe you manage maybe a single family home or a large tenement or a commercial property, the Institute of Real Estate Management is for you. People that are looking for a career in property management, or maybe you're just looking for something different and you want to have some kind of training or education or even a designation so you can be recognized as a professional property manager. When you have that designation, it shows that you have credentials stating you are a trained professional in property management. And actually, there was an article on the IREM website that did say about CPMs and ARMs actually make more money a year. Did
Whoa.
You know that? Yeah, it was one of the articles.
Wait a minute. I've got both of them. Is that like a double whammy
then
for me?
You get the most amount of money.
All right, now, when do I start making that big money? I'm still waiting here. No, I'm just kidding.
If you are wondering what the ARM is, it actually stands for Accredited Residential Manager. And I'm actually an ARM. And as Jason said, he's a CPM and an ARM. What does the CPM stand for?
CPM stands for Certified Property Manager. Were you asking me?
Yes, I was.
Okay.
I was. He doesn't pay attention at all.
I am paying attention. But
I tell stories.
But when I looked at
nothing.
You weren't looking at me.
Nothing.
Okay, sorry.
So if you go into a place of business and you state that you're a CPM, first of all, they're going to pay way more, right? No?
Well, you could certainly command more.
You could. But it will show that you've been trained professionally, properly, and that you're backed by a code of ethics. If you didn't have that designation, you might not have that same opportunity or, you know, advancement in your career.
Mm-hmm.
What's great about IREM is that they're willing to train people to get the correct education. So there's even companies out there that will actually let you get your CPM designation. We also have a scholarship program that if you're willing to go out on your own,
even the company can get the scholarship.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
And you can get that paid for through IREM. You can apply for the scholarship there. If you just go to IREMRI.org, you can apply for the scholarship and fill it out and send it in. And maybe you're not quite ready to obtain your ARM or CPM. You can also get an associate membership. And then later you can move on to your ARM or CPM.
Yeah, I mean, the associate membership is such a great deal because, you know, I've actually talked to property managers like, I don't know if I want a designation. But I like what you're saying about IREM and the Institute of Real Estate Management, the education and all that stuff. And but they're like, I don't know if I want to pursue a designation. I said, well, then get an associate membership.
See how you like it.
Yeah.
Maybe you can advance your career.
Look,
or
you get all the benefits, all the access to all the education and the documentation, everything. It's just amazing. Just by getting an associate membership, like you said, it's a great way to get your foot in the door.
Yeah, and you can go in and maybe even just going to the events, meeting other people that are kind of in the same career path as you are,
mm-hmm.
and seeing how you fit in, and or seeing, you know, maybe share a story about what you're going through, and maybe they can even help you or educate you on how to handle a difficult situation, maybe.
Yeah, the networking alone is tremendous. I mean, it's just all the people. And everyone is, like, so cool. I mean, everyone, all the managers, you have to be a certain personality to be in real estate and in property management. And so for the most part, when you're meeting managers, they're all really cool, easy to talk to, like to have fun and tell their stories. And we all got stories. And anyone who deals with tenants knows that we've got stories.
That's for sure.
I'm sure I bet the tenants have stories about us, too. Probably I wonder not. If the tenants like get
Do you think
together.
They're as complimentary as we?
Probably not. Do the tenants get together and talk about us?
Maybe. I'm sure some of mine probably.
Yeah, they probably do, right?
Oh, they probably do. That Chrissy, there she goes.
That is interesting.
Yep.
So that's IREM, right?
That is IREM. And if you have, because we talk about property management every Tuesday from 4 to 5. And if you have any questions on property management, you can always call us in the studio at 401-437-5000.
That's right. We're live in studio. There's a lot
every
of
Tuesday.
The people get confused on this radio station because there are a lot of those great syndicated programs
on
the station.
You love this joke.
Right? But, you know, we're not one of those. I mean, we're great and we're wonderful, but we're not syndicated. We're live in studio. And so we're always welcome to take phone calls. If you're out there, you're a property manager, maybe you just have a two-family apartment somewhere in Pawtucket or in Johnston or Newport, and, you know, maybe you're having...
It's Greater Rhode Island, so you can...
Greater Rhode Island. Maybe you're in Fall River, right? Yeah, Swansea, wherever you might be. And maybe you're having trouble getting a tenant, wondering, you know, what to do, what's wrong with my... Well, how come I always get bad tenants? You know, you can always give us a call or whatever your question might be revolving around property management. You're welcome to give us a call, and we'd be happy to help you out and give you some answers to your questions. Again, the phone numbers are what, Chrissy? What are the phone numbers again?
The phone numbers to call us are 401-437-5000, or you can call us toll-free 1-888-345-0790.
You know, one of the nice things about, we're talking about keeping tenants and finding good tenants stuff, right? It's, you know, it all goes hand-in-hand when you're trying to maintain the level of your the value of your property, the investment for your owner, right? Or maybe your owner management. And so the longer you can keep a tenant in house, keep them, you know, tenant retention and keep your property
better
up,
for
the
you.
Higher the value of for you if you're the owner, or if you're the manager, an agent, if you're the manager for the owner. And so do you want to talk about some of the things, ways you can improve the value of your property and to keep it up and make sure you get good tenant retention. You want to talk about some of those things?
Sure.
Sound good?
Sure. Always throw me a curveball.
Yeah, that's
right. I mean, I would just, you know, I mean, there's, you know, small things that you can do to the property to improve the property, even if it's just, you know, maybe some landscaping for curb appeal.
Curb appeal.
That's
huge.
That's a big one.
So someone's coming. So someone sees the listing for, you know, one of your massive properties.
All right, relax.
I mean, you have these huge facilities wherever they are. I mean, I've just got these little ones.
No.
Anyway, so they show up to the property and they talk to you on the phone and they say, well, I want to come by, stop by. And they show up and your grass is dry. You know, there's, you know, dirt everywhere and the landscaping's just not there. Now, you might get the tenant. But what kind of quality tenant are you going to get?
How long are they going to stay?
How long are they going to stay? And what kind of rent can you charge?
Right.
Right?
And then even, you know, just from a retention standpoint, if they're, you know, day in, day out walking by the same piece of trash for, you know, there's a piece of trash on the ground for the first week that they're moving in, they're probably not going to think too highly of the staff or anything if they have trash out front, you know?
Yeah, absolutely.
And if they have guests over or family members over and they see that and, you know, it's probably not the best look for the property. And how long are they going to stay?
And then your friend, their friend who lives at a property down the street.
Isn't going to come.
Well, or what if they live in an apartment complex that is all well kept? It looks nice and landscaping spectacular.
Well, my property looks like this.
That's right. And, you know, maybe their friend is paying an extra $75 a month for a similar type property, similar type apartment. But they're paying a little bit more. But look at the nice condition of the property. So they're commanding more rent. They're probably going to get more people trying to get in there. And they're probably going to have better tenant retention, right? Would you agree with that?
I'm going to get a referral fee for
it. Is her mic on?
I don't think so.
There we go.
Oh, there we go.
Yeah. I think you're on now. There you go.
Testing.
I said then the friend will probably get a referral fee for sending the friend over. So and then they can like split it.
Do you guys come across anything like that on RentPath about, you know, 10 people looking for buildings that are look a little nicer and nicer areas that are kept up, anything like that?
No, what happens with me is when I go in to visit my clients and I'm speaking to the property managers, they're telling me so-and-so down the street just added a fitness center, you know, our residents are, you know, saying, hey, when are we going to get that? So I pretty much hear what's going on at the property level and then what their residents want them to do to kind of keep up with the Joneses. Mm-hmm. Or they'll tell me, hey, you know, we just, you know, redid our clubhouse, or, you know, we just put in the state of the, we added five more, you know, treadmills. So that's kind of what I hear on my end, because I really don't deal with residents. I don't speak to them.
Right.
I just speak to the managers and the leasing staff. So
What they're hearing.
Exactly. So that's what I hear.
But all right, well, let's talk about that, because another way to keep the value up and to keep tenants in and getting good rent is advertising and marketing your apartments and your apartment for rent, right? Which is something what you guys do, right?
Yes.
I mean, that's a huge thing. If you're constantly out there and you have good images, right, like on RentPath, right, would they see the tenants see images and pictures of the properties on there?
Yeah, they do for sure. And with, you know, we do a lot of analytics, and it seems to be that the top three things that residents are looking for when they're looking for an apartment are photos, floor plans, and pricing. So those are typically the three big things. So if you're a property and you have, you know, seven different amenities, and you have beautiful grounds and lush grounds, and you have all this parking and all these great stuff that comes with living at that property, and you have all these beautiful pictures, and you have a listing right underneath that that doesn't reflect good landscaping, amenities, odds are the prospective resident that's looking is going to go towards the listing that has the more attractive features. So
even if it's like another $50 a month
Absolutely. Kind of talked about what we were talking about last week, how, you know, people are looking for, not amenities, what's the word I'm looking for?
The most value?
Yeah, the millennials, how they're looking for
lifestyle.
Easy lifestyle.
Yeah,
The convenience.
Some of the other ways might even just be, you know, if you're keeping your tenants, maybe, you know, you're upgrading another one that's vacant, and now they see the upgrades in that one, and they're like, well, why can't I get upgrades too? Maybe new cabinets or
Flooring. I actually have a funny story about something like that. And when we come back from this commercial break, I will tell you about it, because this actually happened to me while I was visiting a property. You're listening to IRM Today, the Property Management Show.
All right, 422 here on IRM Today, the Property Management Show here on AM 790, your station for talk and business. I'm your co-host, Christy Danilian. We are live in the studio every Tuesday from 4 to 5. And we were just talking about some different kinds of things that we can do for tenant retention and just
bringing up the value of your property.
So we were just talking about how maybe you have a tenant and they've been a long-term tenant, and now you're turning over an apartment maybe next door to them or upstairs from them, and now they're seeing all of the new wonderful upgrades that you're putting in, so that way you can get an increased value for your rental. And they're like, well, why can't I get those, you know, upgrades?
Right. Because I'm not charging you much rent.
Right. So, I mean, some people have, you know, like, I don't know. I mean, sometimes I'll offer, you know, yeah, we can do a cabinet upgrade or something like that for an additional whatever for the month.
Well, it's funny. Before we went to break, I was telling you, I usually don't have much interaction with the residents, because that's just not kind of what my job allows for. I pretty much deal with the property managers and the leasing staff. So I go in to visit this property one day, and it's an affordable property, and senior, mostly senior, I'll say like, I don't know, maybe 60% senior, 40%, you know, affordable. So I walk onto the property, and it was the first time I was ever there, and it was confusing, where you would think you would walk into the front and there would be an office. Actually, I had to be brought around to like the back of the building to where the office was. There was this nice gentleman. He was in a walker, and he was accompanied by a nice gentleman who was in a wheelchair. And they said, come here, honey, we'll show you where the manager is. Come follow us. I'm like, okay.
Right into their apartment.
Right into their apartment. So I'm all dressed up. They think I'm from the state. They don't realize I'm an advertising executive. So they think I'm there to perform I don't know what, and they honestly think I'm from the state of Rhode Island. So they said, you know, I just want to, before you go over there, because, you know, you look like a nice girl, and I'd like to know if you can, like, kind of put in a good word for me. Can you just come over here, and we're going to walk right by my apartment? And, you know, I think they're harmless. I'm not the type of person to say no.
This is not good.
Well, it's like broad daylight. I mean, what's worse thing that clearly I could take the two of them. I mean, they're literally on like their left leg.
I could totally
take them.
So, in our heels and all.
So I did say though, when we walked in, I said I was joking, but I was serious. I'm like, keep the door open. So the guy who was in the wheelchair actually stayed in the doorway. This gentleman with his walker brings me in. Shows me it's the tiniest apartment ever.
Why did you walk into his apartment?
Because he wanted him to show me something.
Yeah,
He wanted me to tell me. What he wanted me to show me was all of his paint on his walls was all chipping and that his stove didn't work. So he showed me that when he would turn on his, it was a electric stove. So he had, and it was a little apartment sized one. He would show me, look, I'm turning on my burner. Put your hand here. Look, it's not heating up. I'm like, all right, I don't want to put my hand there. But, and he goes, so listen, when you go in and you talk to the manager, I need you to tell them I need my walls painted and I need a new stovetop.
Why didn't
because
he sell
them? So-and-so down the hall just got theirs painted and they got a new refrigerator. I don't know why they won't talk to me, why they're not giving in to like what I need, but you have to put in a good word for me. I'm like, listen, I don't know how much weight my word, but I definitely will put in a good word for you. So now mind you, I don't even know the manager at this point. It's the first time I'm at this property. In my world, the sales world, it's a cold call. I don't have an appointment.
What do you say? Like, this is my grandfather and he needs
So now these two gentlemen walk and
can
wheel me.
Can you give Papu a new stove?
Well, they walk and wheel me pretty much to the manager's office. So now at the same time, the manager, it's a woman. She's coming out of her office. She looks at the two of them and she's like, are you harassing this woman? Like automatically knows that this is their MO and this is what they do. And I introduced myself to tell them I'm Dina. I'm from apartmentguidedrent.com. And I said, you know, I was at the front. They were nice enough to bring me in. And the guy's going, tell her. Tell her what you just saw. Tell her the deplorable conditions. And I'm looking at this woman. She goes, whatever his name was, can you just go? I'll talk to you in a little while. So she's like, I'm so sorry. She goes, did he try and get you to tell me that he needed his apartment painted and his stove? And I was like, yeah. She goes, he's been asking me that for months. But unfortunately, you know, we just don't have what they were doing was they were doing it in sections. So let's say first floor or whatever wing was getting new paint and they were going through the appliances. So they were doing it. But what was happening was some of the residents were getting a little antsy. But I actually, that was my one and only time that I was brought into the situation. And
brought right into it.
Right into it. Wait, and the best part is, I was actually with my manager this day. We leave. We're done with the cold call. We go into the parking lot where our cars were parked side by side. After we're done with the sales call, we kind of have to log
what
we did. I didn't log about, obviously, the resident interaction, but, you know, as far as what happened with the manager and any probability of a sale, blah, blah, blah. I'm sitting down on my laptop.
And there's a knock
bang,
on your
bang,
window.
Bang, bang, bang on my window. I jump up and I look, and it's the guy. He's like, rolled down. He goes, he's looking at me. He's like, how old are you? I'm like, oh, my God, are you serious right now? So needless to say, the conversation went in a different direction.
He was
but
do you have a working stove?
He was about,
Can I come over your place?
He was like 80 in a walker.
Well,
I'm like, dude, really?
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah, no.
So it's a good one.
I'm kind of glad that I deal with the staff and not the residents. So you guys can have that all you want.
Now, when you went to the guy's apartment, did it smell bad?
I don't know. I think I was just fearing for my life. I was like holding my
fearing
breath.
For her life.
But yeah, the whole place kind of, it was an older building. It wasn't new. You could, because there are some buildings, you know, properties that I walk into, you can tell they haven't been remodeled since the 70s and they have a certain scent to them.
Well, when we talk about like value of a property and, you know, raising the value of a property and tenant retention, getting good rents for the property, right? When you're bringing someone in to show a vacant apartment, you know, if they walk into the apartment and there's just a bad smell, be it smoke or BO or whatever it might be, I mean, your chances of getting a good tenant, right, drop from that.
Oh, absolutely.
And they're definitely not going to pay
the smell
top rent.
Is one of the senses that they say that it needs to smell good for you to rent the apartment.
God, I would hope so.
But, haven't you ever heard that?
No. Can't you guys
I've only
burn
ever heard that, but I like
they
it.
They always say, like,
can't you, like, burn a candle and be proactive if you know you're going to show something?
Cannot burn a candle.
You can put an air freshener.
You can put an air freshener.
You can Febreze
it.
Febreze that puppy.
Oh, you know what's huge is an ozone machine. You're using an ozone machine? I mean, that stuff works.
That does really work very well.
Those
well.
things
well.
Work. Yeah,
yes.
You can buy them, not at Home Depot, but like HomeDepot.com, HD Supply.
Yeah.
I think you rent them from some places too.
Some places do rent them, and some of them are really big industrial ones. I think that actually there's a girl that I work with. Her husband actually is one of the assistant coaches for the PC for hockey, and she was saying that they have a giant one for the hockey equipment.
Oh, I believe it.
So, because she was familiar with the little ones that we use, but she said that they actually use them for the
it smells
hockey
bad in there. Yeah.
equipment.
You ever go into a hockey locker room?
Oh, stinks.
No.
Smells bad.
No.
Yeah.
Why
it
would
smells
we?
Smells bad.
That's weird.
The hockey equipment
it
itself.
It does smell bad.
Well, I'm probably thinking any athletic locker room.
Yeah.
I mean,
but
I
hockey,
understand.
I feel like, smells even worse.
All that gear.
But, if you ever find yourself in an apartment or one of your apartments like really smells bad, you don't know how you're going to get rid of the smell, look into an ozone machine, and they're kind of expensive. They can range from $200 to $1,000 or more.
Wait, is this
but
something
you
do before?
But you can get a decent one for $400 or $500.
Yeah,
you can't stay
you
there.
Can't be,
yeah.
No, you can't be in the apartment
when
it's going
apartment
on.
Is this
running,
you like bomb it?
It's like a ticker.
It looks it's like
a little square box that you plug in. You have to face it, where there's you have to have some kind of ventilation going to. And after you're done, then you have to open the windows, for, I think, just a little
fantastic
point of time. But it does get rid of...
Does it neutralize the air or actually throw in an air freshener? Does it throw
in
a scent
too?
No,
it
neutralizes
the air.
Yes,
it's,
gotcha. Absolutely.
It adds ozone into the...
Yeah, and it works really, really well. So
it
look
does
into
for
that.
For pet, fantastic. For everything.
If you haven't heard of that, look that up. Ozone machine. It's spelled just the way it sounds. Ozone machine. And they're really terrific. Now, talking about vacant apartments, right, and trying to get that apartment rented, and let's say it smells good and and you have a nice apartment, right? Now, Chrissy, when you're renting an apartment, you're showing an apartment to someone, and the apartment's ready to go. It's beautiful. Do you walk in, do you just open the door and say, go ahead, take a look around, and if you like it, let me know, we'll sign the papers. Or do you walk in,
do you try to sell
the apartment?
I try to show them, some of the
you
features.
Show it or you sell it?
Both.
I try to go around and show them, look at the giant closet. It's every girl's dream.
Is that your line?
That's good.
It really is. One of the closets are huge. But, I try to go in and show them, the different, and sometimes because they're kind of cookie cutter, there might be slight changes between apartment to apartment, but majority of it is the same tiles, same, same cabinets, same countertops. For the most part, same carpet. So, just kind of showing them around. But
I got some more for you when we come back, right?
Oh, I can't wait.
Wait till you hear this next one. This is a good one for landlords who have their own small apartments and want to rent them. This is a good one. The next one's really good.
We'll be right back right after this. You're listening to IREM Today, the Property Management Show.
Hey, everybody. It is 4:36, and you are here with us live on IREM Today, the Property Management Show. I am Dina Cimarelli here in studio with my two co-hosts, Chrissy Danielian and Jason Martins. And again, we are here live every Tuesday from 4 to 5 p.m. And just in case you're tuning in right now and you're hearing us for the first time and you hear IREM Today and you're wondering what IREM stands for, well, IREM is the Institute of Real Estate Management, and we are the source of education and professional recognition for managers of all types of properties. We are here to provide you with all the tools, training, and tips you need to best run your property. I encourage you to get online and visit our website at iremri.org. And if you're in the business or just looking to make a career change and a career that's different every day, and it's funny, I'm learning more and more just how different it is every day listening to Jason and Chrissy and the tales of being a property manager. I'm actually starting to think that my job is boring compared to yours too. I just drive around in a car all day. And you know when it gets exciting? When I go into a property and I talk to a property manager. So
you hear all the fun stories.
I hear all the fun stories. I always say I feel like, when you go to the hairstylist and, you kind of dump all your stuff
problems
on them and they're like the psychologist.
Right.
I kind of feel like I'm a traveling psychologist, because every time I stop at a property, the managers just unleash and I just get to hear.
Because there's some funny ones out
there.
Well,
I have to say, I've never really listened to a story and was like, oh my God, I wish they'd stop talking. I'm like, oh my God, tell me more. But wait, I have to do my job first and then we can talk about it. So I'm not saying that, I'm going to.
Yeah, and if they're looking for, if other people are looking for jobs, you can always go on our website and look for some jobs.
And we can.
Yeah, there are some property management jobs. If you want to have some fun stories of your own, there are some right on the iremri.org website.
What if I want to jump ship and become a property manager someday? Imagine. Mm. already I got a leg up on this, and I kind of know where to go for education.
You do.
That's right.
So again, you know, I know earlier Chrissy and Jay were talking about, you know, some of the great things that come along with being a member of IRM, and one of them definitely is the networking. You network with these great group of people, and again, it's I'm coming up to my 1 year anniversary being part of IRM Chapter 88.
Me too, because I think for the same time.
Did you go to the installation show last year?
That
was your first event?
Yeah. I guess technically it was more than a year because I took the classes and stuff, but I got my actual ARM last year.
That's when you got at the... Oh, see that? Yep. We have our anniversary together.
Yep.
So, and again, in the last year, just being part of IRM has definitely helped anything, networking from professionally to personally. I've met some great people. We've become friends. I've, you know, definitely met some great vendors and was able to refer them. And the vendors are friends of IRM, just like I am. And there's a whole list of them up on our website, irmri.org. So if you're looking for anybody from restoration to an attorney to advertising to landscaping, pest control,
insurance.
Yep. And I'm saying the list actually goes on and on. And I actually, next year, I'm going to be sitting on the membership committee. And I have to say more and more. As well as the marketing committee.
Welcome aboard.
Yeah. So I got two of them going on. And I can say that, you know, we keep getting people who are more and more interested coming in that want to be part of IRM. And it's funny, it happens when they meet one of us and we just start talking about IRM. And
yeah, actually, you know what? You bring up a good point. You talk about committees and getting on board committees and finding what they're all about. Our annual member appreciation breakfast is January 11th, okay?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
If you're a member of IRM, you're listening and, you know, hey, I've been a member for a while and maybe I want to get involved in some of these committees. Well, we have a ton of committees. Not a ton, but we have like at least a dozen committees or so at least.
Yeah.
And our breakfast on January 11th at 12 Acres in Smithfield, we are going to have, it's going to be like an expo kind of setup where each committee is going to have a table and a booth, and you're going to be able to go and talk to members of each committee and see which ones fit
what you like to do.
And then you're welcome to join whichever committee that might be.
So what am I going to be doing? Running? I'm going to have to ask them if they can set up marketing and membership side by side so I can be like, hey, do this. Hey, do that. You'll love it.
A little shuffle side to side.
And actually, registration is complimentary for all of our registered members and industry partners, which are the Friends of IRM, which is really good. And you can go online right now and you can register. When's the last day of registration? Closes on January 2nd.
Yep.
And it's $20 for any guests, potential members, and potential friends. Even walk-in members, everybody, it's $20. And the breakfast buffet, which I heard is amazing, begins at 8:30. So
interesting.
Yeah, very interesting.
So we were talking about... you know, bring up the value of, your property if you own the property, or if you're an agent or manager for a company, for an owner. And one of the key things, this is interesting. This is more for people who you know, the person who owns a three family in Central Falls, or you know, a four unit in Fall River or whatever. This is more for those guys. You're usually, you know, Dina, you're usually dealing with bigger
places,
right? Yeah,
40,
50
units plus per property.
So, when you're talking, let's talk about rent for a minute. And let's say you have a vacancy and you're wondering, what the heck am I going to charge for rent, you know, to get a good tenant in here? The market right now for rental is hot. It's unbelievably hot right now. There are tons of people looking for apartments to rent. And my advice to you is, find out what the going rate is for a similar size apartment in your town or wherever you're located. And
do a market study.
We're talking about Joe, you can go online.
You can go to Craigslist.
Mm-hmm.
You can see what
Craigslist,
other
yeah.
things are going on, like what everybody's charging.
Just make sure it's a true comp, because we actually do that at my company. If no matter what size package, how you advertise with us, we actually offer a market analytic summary, and it gets published every quarter, and it shows average rent growth, price per square footage, you know, when it was built. It also breaks it down to one bedroom versus two, three studio. And you can see in the area the comps, true comps. So if you have a loft building that happens to be side by side with a building that was built in the 70s, it's technically not a comp, even though it's next door. But you really, you know, when looking, they need to find a true comp.
Well, I got a quick story about that. I was renting an apartment in Pawtucket, one bedroom apartment, nice, clean apartment, decent apartment. And this was back, about a year ago. And I said, what am I going to put this at for? You know, I know what the market is, but this apartment, the condition, I'm going to put it just below $600. Okay, so I put it for rent for just under $600, and I had 20 plus applications. Wow. It was amazing. So rent picked a person, right? Did the screening, did the whole process, picked a good tenant. Tenant paid rent on time, good clean apartment, the whole nine. So it was a good tenant. Tenant had a family emergency out of state, had to move out of state because of family emergency. Okay, these things happen. Put the thing back in the market, get it all cleaned up, making it look nice, right? And I said, you know what?
How much now?
I said, geez.
I got 20 applications before.
Exactly. Yeah. I said, you know what? I'm going to jack this
more
up to mid-600s now.
Yeah.
Guess what happened?
Nobody.
No, like two dozen applications. Yeah. I was like, what is going on here? Yeah. I said, I should have put another $50 on this.
Yeah.
And so that's just understand that the market is hot right now. Find out what is going on. You know, your what the market rent is. Like, maybe can they go? Can anybody go to your site
no,
and find that out?
No, unfortunately, you have to be a client of ours in order to get it. But I can tell you, I don't know, Chrissy, if you've got how you do it at Pacern, but a lot of management companies, they actually ask the properties and put it on the property manager to do a survey and do a study.
We do a monthly one, like through Warwick, like all of
but
the
you do it on
Warwick.
Your own at
on
your
our
property
own,
level.
Our property
yeah.
level.
Yeah.
We work
yeah.
with a company. Actually, the company's name is Axiometrics. They've been around for like 20 years, and they just deal strictly with just property. Buildings that they call on. It's all residential. It's not commercial. They call on these properties every month, ask the same questions, and then they report it. So, and they're actually speaking to a live person, and they get all of this great intel. And it's something, again, when you're looking to, you know, if you have to go get, you're trying to raise your rents or you're just trying to see what your comps
are
doing.
It's good to see, you know, I mean, I think that whenever I go to do, you know, a rental increase or anything like that, I always refer to the market study because it shows like what is going on in the area. I mean, some rents over the past year have really increased tremendously for among competitors, like hundreds of dollars.
Yes.
Well,
yes.
Let's talk about that. I mean, talking about rents, do you, you know, now you've got the tenant in, do you guys on your conventional units, let's talk about conventional units right now. Do you raise the rent with every single lease renewal? Like every year you raise the rent. Oh, sorry, going up another $10, going up another $15.
I mean,
do you
it's
do it
kind
every
of
year?
Based off of what's going on in the market. Mm-hmm. I mean, right now we're at a point where you can get those rents. You can raise everybody, you know, $20, $30. There's other competitors in the area that have been raising rents, you know, when it comes time for renewal, they'll raise it $100. And I get
crazy.
Those tenants that come in and they're like, you know, I was paying X amount. They want to raise me $100, $150. They want to raise me $300 if I want to go month to month. I can't do that.
Well, there's definitely a premium if you go month to month.
Yeah, month to month, you got to charge more.
Yeah.
But I mean, even, you know, happened to my cousin in Cranston. She lives in a beautiful apartment community, and they raised her rent $100 a month. But at the end of the day, they're kind of at your, I think the listening to her, she was almost at the mercy of them because overall, what's it for a year? It's $1,200, right? By the time they have to come up with now, first month, they have to hire a moving company, they have to move. It's almost easier for the resident to eat the $100 because at the end of the day, they might even come up with more out of pocket overall. But then they just do it just for the point of it. They're like, well, you're going to raise it. I'm out of here.
I had this really good tenant in Pawtucket. These are excellent people. Same kind of thing. You know, clean apartment, paid rent on time the whole night. Paid early, in fact. These people are so good. And I had the rent a little bit low. And so I said, you know what? I don't need the extra money. They're good people. I'm going to keep them. When the time came, I had to raise it up. I had to do it. So I went up to them and said, hey, listen, you know, I've kept your rent down.
Yeah.
I was charging them mid-sixes. And for a two-bedroom Pawtucket, where I could have gotten $850, okay? And so I met with them, said, listen, you know, the time is, I've kept your rent low for many years, but the time has come, I've got to bump it up for the all the obvious reasons. And the guy says to me, he goes, hey, you know what? If it's going to be like this, we're going to find a new place to live. I looked at him.
Wow.
I
dropped my pen on the table. I sat back in the chair like this, and I looked at him. I said, I rent two-bedroom apartments in Pawtucket every single day.
All day,
if
every
you
day.
Leave, I will get at least $200 more than you're paying.
Right.
Do you understand? He's like, all right, where do we sign?
Really?
Yep.
I've had tenants in the past that are like, you know, can't you do any better than this? And it's like, I'm sorry, but you've lived in the apartment for, let's say, 8 years. And, you know, we've kept the rent kind of consistent or a very moderate increase. And unfortunately, the way that everything's going and what we're getting for the rents now is a lot more than what you're paying. So, you know, this is what it is. It is what it is. You know,
well, it seems like your approach is a little bit more tactful than strong arm J. Martin over here.
If you're going to move over, you know, $20 or $30 a month, then, you know, and I tell some people, I'm like, why don't you go around to our competitors and see what they're getting? And maybe you'll stay. And well, a lot of them do stay.
Well, see, when the company I work for, I would have that approach. But the story I just
are you just trying to be a tough guy right now?
No, it's his own property.
All right, well, listen,
that was a personal property.
You can tell us a little bit more. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be back. You listen to IRM Today, the Property Management Show. All right, it is 4:52. We are back here. IRM Today, the Property Management Show. I'm your co-host, Dina Cimarelli, live in studio every Tuesday from 4 to 5 p.m. with Chrissy Danielian and Jay Martins.
Hello.
Hello.
I think what we should talk about is maybe tomorrow's big event.
Wow. Big deal tomorrow.
You're a big deal.
Thank you.
A big deal tomorrow.
Yes.
I'm like Ron Burgundy.
You are.
You are. Definitely.
Not kind of a big deal. You are a big deal.
It's going to be a big night for some people tomorrow night. It's very exciting getting ready for the 2017 year.
Oh. Right? Chrissy's going to be able to meet Vera tomorrow.
Yes, you've already met her.
Yeah, we go way back. Way back.
School kids and all that stuff. But yeah, no, it'll be a great night. Is everybody getting all dressed up?
Well, I am, yes. You have to.
Ball gowns and...
No.
but it's a formal affair.
Yeah.
A suit and tie. Yeah, that kind of thing.
Very nice.
About you getting all jazzed up, girlfriend?
I guess.
You are.
I guess. Got to get some sparkle going, right?
Some bling, some holiday bling going.
He said that this is held at, like, Jackie's Galaxy in
Providence.
Yes.
Have you ever seen this place?
There's no new jokes from you ever.
It's like a Vegas or a South Beach restaurant.
It's amazing. It's amazing.
It is. It's pretty
How'd you know what I was going to say?
Really?
And then
I bet you our listeners know what you're
going
to say.
Maybe a sip of the diet soda. Want to slip that in somewhere?
Hey, at the last meeting we had, the Friends of IRM, right? How many people came up and knew my
They were all my
line,
friends.
My jokes. Hey, can I get some of your diet soda?
They were all my friends. They're like,
so
I make them listen. And then they're like,
I make them listen every week.
That's
okay,
right.
Okay, maybe you do strong arm people too.
But anyway, tomorrow is our installation dinner for IRM. And we did already mention that it's at Jackie's in North Providence.
Mm-hmm.
You should have already been registered for this. If you are registered,
we'll see you tomorrow.
Yeah, we will see you tomorrow, and you will need to bring a toy for tot. Don't forget
Toys for tots. Absolutely. That's great. I think that's fantastic. And, you know, even, I don't know, maybe you can call Karen. Even though you were supposed to have registered by November 28th, you can call our wonderful association executive, Karen Cuddle, at 401-479-7734, and maybe ask if you can come.
Maybe she can squeeze you in on the list.
Yeah.
And then we've got the
dinner. I mean, the breakfast.
The January breakfast.
That's great. That's a great one. Yeah. It's free for members. So if you're out there listening, you're an IRM member, it is free. Make sure you register. Don't forget that.
Wednesday, January 11th at 12 Acres in Smithfield.
And what time?
Breakfast buffet begins promptly at 8:30.
Yep.
I'm very excited about that.
And if you're not a member and you want to find out more about IRM, it's a great way to come down. It's very inexpensive, like $15, maybe $20, something like that. You get a breakfast included. You get to network.
You get to talk to us.
It's going to be great.
I mean, what's better than that?
And you get to check out. I'll tell you what. Stop by and give Dina a pat on the back and say, hey, I listened to the show. Can I have a sip of your coffee?
Yes. And I probably won't give it to you.
What?
But you can I'm not that sharing and giving as you.
You can't get a sip of your... How about you? Can you get a sip of your orange juice,
Chrissy?
Orange juice?
Yeah.
No.
It's a breakfast meeting, after all.
We do have two other new events since last week that are up on the IRM RI.org website right now.
What are those?
Those are... One is Managing Residential Properties. Let's see. There's a bunch. Registration closes on the 13th. There's a few different courses that you can take. There's a lot of information here, so I can't... Really read it. I can't read it all, but definitely go on. And then there's another one, Ethics for the Real Estate Manager, and that is registration closes for that as well on January 13th. But both of them are IRMRI.org. Go on to Events and Education and just click Upcoming Events, and you can see everything we have going on.
Yeah, I know property managers who aren't members of IRM, but they love education, and those are like great things for those people too.
This
I mean,
is.
You know, if you own property and you're not a member, sign up for this for these educational opportunities. I mean, they're terrific.
Yeah, no, great, and it's great the way that it even kind of lists it right here on the website. Two quick little bullets, you know, for the just for example, ethics of the real estate manager. Tells you how you'll benefit. Basically, conduct business using the highest standards of integrity and professionalism, which, of course, is what IRM is all about. And you can resolve conflicts efficiently and ethically because, as I said, yeah. I listen to all your conflicts all day long on the show and at your property.
Yeah,
and for the ARM classes and CPM classes, you do have to, you know, have that ethics class too.
Yeah, so gotta have it. That's huge. I mean, that's what IRM is. IRM is ethics and education. And if you show up at one of these things and you know you don't know anybody, just say, hey, ask for Chrissy, Dina, or myself.
For sure.
Say, hey, are they here? You finally come say hi to us.
Yeah, we'd be happy to talk to you.
That's it. Break the ice right there, and we'll introduce you to everybody. Okay.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Great show, guys.
Great show. So. That's it for today. And if you guys, if you're listening and you're going to be tomorrow night, you're going to be at the installation dinner, come over and say hi to us.
Yes, absolutely.
And you can subscribe to us on IRM, IRM by searching for IRM Today.
On iTunes.
On iTunes.
And if you missed any part of the show, right?
Yep, you can go to IRMRI.org. Podcast. All right. Good night. Bye.
This episode of IRM Today is brought to you by Flynn Law Group, specializing in residential landlord-tenant law, condominium law, and commercial landlord-tenant law. Call them today at 617-988-0633 or visit them online at flynnlaw-ne.com.